Buckle up for a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are joined by Beth Gary, the public programs and gallery manager at Blue Oyster Art Space.
Indeed.
On 16 Dowling Street?
Yes, 16 Dowling Street.
I always thought it was 10 for so long.
Not forgivable, though. There's lots of galleries on that street.
Yeah, there's that and the one right next to the more commercial gallery, correct?
Yes.
I think 10 Dowling Street is also where the British Prime Minister lives. Mm.
True.
That's where I always got it confused
true.
From.
True.
So, sorry all the times I've plugged 10 Dowling Street on air. I didn't mean to. Sorry, Prime Minister. But yeah, you are the public program and gallery manager. How long have you been in the role for? And I know that you also work at the Bellamy's Gallery out of McAndrew Bay. How have you adjusted from working there to here and kind of managing both those roles?
Yeah, well, I started at Blue Oyster this year. Mm-hmm. So I've only been in the role, gosh, I guess like 4 or 5 months. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's been a pretty straightforward adjustment. I mean, they're different kinds of galleries. So Blue Oyster, we're non-profit. We don't sell things. Mm-hmm. We have lots of different kinds of exhibitions, and they're sort of on for like 4 or 5 weeks, and then they change. And at Bellamy's, it's more like sort of rolling basis, new piece of work, and we're trying to sell things to the public, so it's a little bit different.
Right.
But, you know, similarities are just talking to people about art and just having a good time, like, interacting with the public. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. What input do you have as the, you know, as the public program manager for curating the shows as compared to, say, what the director might do creatively?
Yeah, so we're a pretty small team. There's 3 of us. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any like direct input into the curatorial side of things, but I'll help with the installation of shows, and I might be there for some of the conversations along the way with artists about what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. But the director has the final curatorial sort of decision-making power and the vision for the show as well. Mm-hmm. So I work with the artist directly, and I'm kind of there to support and help out where I can.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. So say for the current exhibition, Maximum Potential Now?
Is that Yes.
I love it. It's hilarious. It's beautiful.
Great show.
Great commentary. What were you doing with some of those, with those 3 artists?
Yeah, so the artists were Matt Doyles, Samantha Ching, and Sophie Sutherland. Mm-hmm. And they're all based in Tamaki. So when they came down, it was pretty like straight into install and putting up the work and that sort of thing. But with that, there's a bit of, you know, working out where things go and what the final form of the show is. So I was kind of supporting them to do that, mm-hmm. whereas Simon, his director, would have helped sort of work with them for a longer period of time to put together the main conceptual aspect and figure out what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you go to art school?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Just the 1 year.
Oh, you know, did that kind of prepare you as to get into this kind of field? Or were you already doing gallery stuff before you went to art school?
Bit of both. Yeah. I'd known the Bellamy's for a very long time, and I was lucky enough to start working there. It would have been last year, the year before. So I had a bit of time getting used to that sort of role, talking to the public, being around the art, getting to know all of them and their practices a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I guess going to art school's a good experience in terms of getting to know contemporary art a bit better,
mm-hmm.
And specific aspects of like conceptual stuff or installation work or that kind of thing. So that sort of broadened my horizons a little bit.
Yeah, in that way.
But
Do you enjoy doing installation stuff? I've heard it's quite a fun kind of hands-on DIY type thing.
It's always a bit mad.
Yeah, a bit mad.
Yeah, no, it's a good time.
Yeah.
You get to work with the artists, and that's really cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I interviewed my my brother's partner, Georgie Keys, who works up at Porirua Art Gallery called Pātaka. And she's one of the installers there, and it seems like a really fun time. You know, just getting to experiment with all these new things and changes of the space, and also getting some freebies out of it. You know, getting some like free paint or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's always a good time. Yeah. But yeah, what else does the Blue Oyster Art Space have in store for the rest of 2024?
Because
you know, a lot of galleries plan months in advance. I'm curious if you can tell some of the secrets.
Well, I can't share everything. I know. Watch this space, though. We have quite a few shows coming up from sort of artists from other parts of Aotearoa and some local artists as well. So there's a good variety and a good variety of like media, subject matter, just generally a good mix of things for lots of different interest points as well. So exhibition programming, watch the space. We've also got a monthly reading group where we just get together, really casual, talk about a text that kind of relates to the show, have some tea and biscuits and things and just hang out.
Cool.
And then there's also the events that I organise are kind of like the complimentary public events that go with exhibitions. So those just depend on like what the show's like and what the artists want and sort of what's appropriate. So not confirmed yet, but they could be things like artist talks or workshops or field trips, things like that.
Cool. So, have there been any kind of talks penned in for this current exhibition or any events around that?
Yes, we did have a workshop when the artist was still in town, so the day after the opening. And we've had a reading group get together as well. We talked about a text that they had sort of been thinking about when they put together the show, which was really nice. And the show is going on for another, be about 3 weeks.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, cool. So after that, there'll be an install week and then a new show.
Woo!
Keep an eye out.
I'll be there.
Yeah, and with that, there'll be some fun events coming up. So
cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. I've also noticed that, you know, you guys are getting more artists from around the country. Is that kind of a deliberate thing, or is that more just happens to be that way?
We try and have quite a diverse exhibition program. It's not necessarily looking for people who are from different places, but I think naturally it just works out. So we have proposal call-outs that we do, and so people from all across Aotearoa send in their proposals, and that generally gives a bit of a mix.
Awesome.
Kind of just as it happens.
Adds more perspective, you know, takes things in, takes things out. Yeah, it's awesome. I guess now we'll move more into your personal art practice. Aside from working at the Blue Oyster and Bellamy's, you also make incredibly intricate paperwork, which employ, I guess you could say, like pinpoint accurate paper cutting techniques to form images and scenes. Are you still working this medium? And what attracted you to it initially?
Well, thank you, first of all, for saying they're incredible.
No, they're beautiful.
I try. I've been really bad recently, just been quite busy, but I still love making those. I guess there's something really neat about taking a really ordinary material like paper, sort of very utilitarian in most circumstances, and transforming it into something delicate and sort of unusual and giving it a three-dimensional aspect with the shadows, the light going through the paper, where I've cut out shadows, that kind of thing. I really enjoy that because with the technique I use a scalpel.
Whoa.
And it takes me a very long time, and it's very high stakes, like you can't undo any mistakes you make. So I feel it's very focuses the attention, you kind of get immersed in it, and that's quite nice. I also like the idea of working with light, you know, shadow light, that kind of thing.
So I guess it's kind of the similar thing of baking versus cooking. It's like baking is like an exact science, you gotta be very intricate, and cooking is more like if you put too much salt in, you can add some more pepper or whatever. You can't really do that if you accidentally the actual
no
paper. Yeah.
Done that a few times, got right to the end of something and just yep.
Oh, geez, you just have to start again.
If you if you do make a mistake, do you try to incorporate it if you can, or is it do you just like that's it,
abandon scrap, it,
you're just perfectionist?
I try and incorporate it despite my perfectionist tendencies. I do all of them freehand, so I don't pre-draw anything or like make a stencil. They're not stencils, they're I guess drawing with a scalpel in the paper. So you have a little bit of wiggle room, but sometimes your tendency is to go just toss in the bin.
Gads. Fair enough.
No, awesome. And you've also done some photography work as well. Do you have a preference between that and the paperwork?
Oh, I love all of them. I like working across different media.
Yeah. Whatever mood you're in.
Exactly, yeah. And I think probably if there was a commonality, it would be like, using light, sort of interest in light and qualities of light, and analogue processes I love. So like focusing on material qualities of something, and the process is very hands-on, tactile. So I like lots of things.
Cool. Nice. Well, it was great having you on the show.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Cheers.
Thank you so much.
No worries. That was Beth Gary, Public Program and Gallery Manager at Blue Oyster Space.
Thanks for choosing a Radio 191 FM podcast. There are more just like this at r1.co.nz.